And our reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 2, from the first verse. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who shall be a shepherd to my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of the Lord. Now I'm going to invite Sandra to give the talk.
This is all very scary. I've got a mic on that's clipped on and I'm not used to that. Morning, everybody. I expect most of you have taken down your Christmas decorations, but those of you who haven't, don't worry, because it is the season of Epiphany and Christmas isn't over. For those of you who think it's unlucky to leave your decorations up past Twelfth Night, you may have a problem after all that the superstition that says the gods of the greenery escape out of the decorations and take residence in your house. But don't panic, it's going to be fine. Okay? Right, when reading the Christmas story, the three kings visit is all very much part of the whole Christmas story, which is a very Western approach. Eastern churches, as Christine has said, very much have this right in celebrating Epiphany and the coming of the Magi as separate from the stable scene. For this gives it its true significance, because until now, the coming of God's son to Mary and Joseph in the stable at Bethlehem was a Jewish thing. He was to be the Messiah, the one who was to save God's people. But all of this had no significance to the rest of the world until the Magi, the wise men, arrived. They signify that God is offering salvation to the whole world. They are themselves Gentiles, and they will take the good news back to their own countries to begin the work of God's salvation. Now, I wonder if I could have some help, please. Heidi, Marcia, Sophie, I have three gifts hidden around the church. So would you mind finding the gifts but holding on to them for me? Could you do that? Thank you. One is gold in wrapper, one is cream in wrapper, and one is red in wrapper. Okay? So you need to go and have a little search. Whilst they're off on their little challenge, we'll leave them to it. God is the most valuable of all substances and is used for many other values. It's worth a lot. Gold is the most valuable of all substances and is used for many other values. It's worth a lot and is used for the most important people and occasions. A crown, for example, is likely to be made of gold. It speaks of Jesus being a king and was also a costly gift for the Magi to bring. You're cold. Heidi, you're cold. You need to come up and get a little warmer. Do you remember playing that game? That's okay. Getting warmer. still a bit chilly, but you need to keep coming. Getting warmer, getting warmer. There you go. You get. Oh, you're getting a bit of a glow now. Oh, getting glowier, glowier, glow. Oh, she's really hot now. Woohoo! Okay, I loved that game when I was a kid. Especially being short, because you always found the little presents down the bottom. Frankincense is an incense used in worship, and so it speaks of holiness, and it's a symbol of being priestly. Myrrh is an anointing oil used on dead bodies. It speaks of Jesus being set aside for a special task, to die for us on the cross. The Magi have undertaken a long, dangerous, and unknown journey. It appears that the star wasn't always visible, but their journey was an act of total dedication and obedience. God met them in their study of the stars, which is quite unusual and a bit of a surprise, because the two studies of stars and religion very rarely crossed, except for here. King Herod and the Jewish clergy did the exact opposite. They knew that the king of the Jews had been born to Bethlehem. To a certain extent, perhaps we might say, who could blame them, who failed to recognise that this was a real king? They would have been expecting someone very different, someone more royal and majestic. King Herod was a king, not a very good one, but he lives the sort of high-flying life expected of a king. And yet here is the king born in a stable. Not at all what was expected from the predictions they have misread. And yet the wise men were not thrown by this. They have recognised him as king of the Jews, and they bought him their expensive presents. They recognise in this bundle of humility and vulnerability the God who is worthy of honour and praise. But for me, my favourite part of the story is they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. Everyone who meets Jesus must go a different way. That's as true for us today as it was back then. We're not always wise enough, though. We don't always make the most of Christmas. We're too busy, hassled, rushed, cluttered. We often get it a bit wrong, but the true significance of Christ is not always clearly seen, is it? The Magi were indeed wise men for recognising Jesus when the educated clergy didn't. They sought him wholeheartedly, as wise men and women still do. They gave to him what counts, without counting the cost, as wise men and women still do. Then, having met with this amazing God of surprises, wise men and women today will also be changed, and that they indeed will go a different way. Let's try and put ourselves in the place of those wise men by looking at the gifts again: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So could I have my ladies that found my gifts up, please? Okay, could we have the gold opened, please, Sophie? Oops. I'm not doing anything. Gold is a most costly gift for the Magi to bring. There we go. Okay. As you unwrapped it, God gives us all that we have, and we can only give back to him what he's already given us. Sophie, what have you unwrapped? My checkbook. Yeah, they won't find much in there after Christmas. We offer him our money because it sums us up. Our work, our homes, our priorities. If we value our relationship with God, it will be no hardship to offer our money and the things we treasure. Okay, so incense is this one. Could you open that present for me, please? It did have flowers and things on it to try and make it look like it might be incense. Yeah. I tried to think what's going to happen here. Never mind. What have you got there, my lovely? You've got my diary. Yeah, you've got my diary. Incense is to remind us of holiness. It gets swung over things in some churches, okay? God wants all of our lives to be holy. That's every day, not just on Sundays. Hence the diary. He doesn't necessarily want our homes and churches to be filled with incense, I don't think I'd like it much anyway, but he certainly does want them to be full of love and truth. We become more holy as we allow God to enter our lives day by day. And that's your diary. Now, myrrh, here we go. Oh Lord, be careful, it's precious. Going with, I was thinking, going with the superstition thing before, if that broke, goodness knows what would happen. Oh, dear me. Right. Myrrh speaks of Jesus being set aside for a special task, to die for us upon the cross. By confessing what we've done wrong and being open to receive God's forgiveness through the death of Jesus, then we offer our whole lives to God. Look at this, Marcia. Oh, that's a big one. If you want a smaller one, that's... Oh, no, that's the other way around. That's a small one. Okay. It reminds you of what you can give to God.